Andrew Norfolk is chief investigative reporter for The Times. His work on the sexual exploitation of teenage girls in Rotherham and elsewhere has been widely acclaimed. Where does this case sit, Andrew, among all those you know about?
This, for me, for The Times, is unique because this was a criminal inquiry that was triggered solely due to a single article that we published in August 2013, which told in great detail the story of one young woman who became one of the 12 complainants in this case. The criminal inquiry was launched on the day we ran the story. 12 days later, Rotherham Council finally bowed to pressure and commissioned what became the J inquiry that found 1,400 girls were abused over 16 years. And today, the verdict, sitting in court listening to them and knowing very well how desperately some of those young women were waiting to hear whether a jury had believed them, were waiting to hear whether they would be told that actually they were telling the truth and it wasn't their fault. It was a very big day today.
Sarah Champion, I don't know how much of her you were able to hear, was saying that in speaking to some of the women who'd been abused in this way, the details were such that she felt at one stage she was on the verge herself of having a breakdown. These are details you've been familiar with for quite some time, and some of those won't be in the public domain. I know you're a hardened investigative reporter, but how have you found it to deal with?
Very difficult at times. This began for me in the autumn of 2010. We ran our first story in January 2011 when we were claiming there was a culture of silence around the grooming by groups of men of young teenage girls nationally. And it was grim at first because we were accused of racism, because what we were saying was that so many of these groups were men from the Pakistani community. But the unrelenting grimness of this story, of the lives of the children that were broken, of the families ripped apart, of their desperation for something to be done, the grotesque nature of some of the activities to which these men got up to, there was just no light relief. There were at least three occasions in the course of this past 5 years when I begged the editor of The Times to let me stop. Each time I was persuaded to carry on, and when a day like today comes, you feel that it was the right thing to do.
Amidst all this horror, it must be quite sweet.
I didn't quite hear that, sorry, Eddie.
Amidst all this horror, this success, and it's a success for your journalism and the journalism at The Times, must be quite sweet.
12 months before we told the story of the girl we called Jessica, the story that triggered all this, we had presented evidence from more than 200 confidential documents that had been handed to us by a whistleblower. They were internal police reports, social care files, intelligence briefings, and they laid bare that for more than a decade in Rotherham, organised groups of men had been able to target, pimp and traffic girls around South Yorkshire and further afield with virtual impunity, and that was known about by those bodies that had a responsibility to protect children and a responsibility to prosecute offenders. They knew, they did nothing. We thought when we published that story in September 2012, the reaction would be so one of horror that immediately the police and the local authority would try to work out what they'd done wrong. It was the opposite. They were in complete denial. The police claimed they were leading the way nationally in tackling such crimes. The council ordered an internal inquiry, not into their own failings. All they wanted to do was find the source of the leak. They wanted a criminal inquiry into that. So we carried on for 12 months, and then we told this girl's story. Finally, that created the impetus for the change that is now coming. And yeah, it is a big day today for so many young women. You know, quite apart from the 12 complainants in this case, you have a National Crime Agency inquiry underway into every past sexual offence committed against children in Rotherham. That has already identified more than 300 suspects. It has more than 9,000 separate lines of inquiry. It is going to be the biggest inquiry of its type that has ever taken place in this country. There's a long way to go.
Thank you. Andrew Norfolk, Chief Investigative Reporter for The Times.